ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अवधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः I mean, the previous class we saw, what is Shabda Vachyam and Shabda Lakshyam? Shabdena Lakshyate iti Shabda Lakshyam. Shabdena Vachyate iti Shabda Vachyam. So an object which is denoted by a given word as a direct meaning is called Shabda Vachyam. Surpurul. An object which is implied by a given word, not directly denoted as a direct meaning, but the implied, something which is revealed through implication by negating what it is not, is called lakshyam, shabda lakshyam. Something which is implied, something which is revealed by negating what it is not, is lakshyam. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada made it very clear in his commentary that the word jnanam, of course, is formed, derived from the root jnya, no doubt, but still, it implies something which is already there even before even the act of knowing takes place. Therefore, this vastu, the Brahman, implied by the term jnanam, is not the shabda, jnana shabda vachyam, but it is jnana shabda lakshyam. Which means it is pure knowledge, swarupa jnanam, the unchanging, invariable knowledge obtaining in all the variable cognitions. So that he made it very clear. Now, and also he made it very clear the vastu, what is revealed by the word jnanam, is free from all shabda pravritti hetus. It does not come under the, does not fall under the category of any of those four conditions required for performing an action, which is involved in the act of knowing. So here it is free from all those shabda pravritti hetus. And also it comes as an adjective is as a word along with other two words, satyam and jnanam. So satyam and anantam. Therefore, also the word jnanam is not a shabda vachyam, it is shabda lakshyam. He made it very clear. Now we are reading. Tatha satya shabdenapi. I am reading now on page number 115, the last. Tatha satya shabdenapi. Sarva visesha pratyastamita swarupatvat. Sarva visesha pratyastamita swarupatvat. Brahmanaha. He says, Brahman has sarva visesha pratyastamita swarupatvam. So sarva visesha pratyastamita swarupatvat brahmanaha bahya satta samanya visayena satya shabdena lakshyate satyam brahma iti natu satya shabda vachyameva brahma. So here again, not only this abstract reality which is implied by the term Brahman, is implied by the word Jnanam, not directly indicated by the word Jnanam. So the reality, which is not the direct meaning of the word Jnanam, but it is the implied meaning of the word Jnanam, that reality is also implied meaning of the word Satyam. It also implied by the word Satyam. Even the word Satyam, Brahman, is not the direct meaning of the word Satyam also. So Brahman, in fact, the reality cannot be the direct meaning of any word. Therefore, just as reality is not the direct meaning of the word Jnanam, the only implied meaning of the word Jnanam, similarly, that reality, Brahman, is implied meaning of the word Satyam also, not the direct meaning. So that is what is said in the first expression. Tatha Satya Shabdena Api means what? Tatha, similarly, Satya Shabdena Api Brahma Lakshyate. So reality Brahman is implied by the word Satyam. Satya Shabdena Api. Stop. We have to add what? Lakshyate. Brahma Lakshyate. Okay. Why? Why Brahman is the implied meaning of the word Satyam, not the direct meaning of the word Satyam? Why Brahman is not Uchyate? Why it is Lakshyate? Why it is implied? Why Brahman is revealed by the word Satyam through implication only? Why? That is said. First reason. Reason number one. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Sarupavastvam Sarupatvam Asti Brahmanaha. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Sarupatvam Asti Brahmanaha. Ataha, therefore. The first is number one. Let us see the reason number one first. So, Sarva Visesha means all attributes. Sarva Visesha means all attributes. Pratyastamita. So, Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita. Here, Astamita. Then, Prati Astamita. We have Prati is a prefix there. So, Brahman has no attributes. Pratyastamita Surupatvat. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Surupatvam Brahmanaha Asti. Meaning Brahman has the status of being free from all attributes. Brahman having the status of being free from all attributes is said to be Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Surupatvam. Therefore, that's one reason. No attribute, Brahman has no attributes. Therefore, Brahman is only implied by the word Satyam, not directly indicated. And second reason is given, Bahya Satta Samanya Vishayena. Bahya Satta Samanya Vishayena Satya Shabdena Lakshyate. Okay, only one reason is given. Main reason is Brahman has Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Sarupatvam. Which means Brahman enjoys the status of being free from all attributes. Which is Brahman is of the nature of attributelessness. Therefore, Brahman is not a direct meaning of the word Satyam, it's only implied meaning of the word Satyam. And he says, Bahya Sapta Samanya Vishayena Satya Shabdena Lakshyate. So, Bahya Sapta Samanya means what? The word Satyam refers to all the objects. Bahya Sapta Samanya means all the generally, simply all the existent objects are said to be said to have satta samanyam. Every object which enjoys existence, which is existent, is said to have satta samanyam, the general existence. Cherries, pot is, clay is, cloud is, river is, ocean is. When you say every form, name and function, every object of knowledge is existent object. And every object which exists is what enjoys existence. Therefore, every object is samanya, so every object enjoys existence commonly in general. Therefore, the word satyam is used to refer to every object. Means everything which enjoys existence is real. Therefore, it says satta samanyena. Samanya vishayena satya shabdena. Usually the word satyam, which is used to refer to any object which enjoys existence, by that word, satyam brahma, the reality, is implied, but not directly indicated. Natu shabda, satya shabda vachyam eva brahma. Brahman definitely is not the direct meaning of the word satyam also. It is only implied meaning of the word satyam. What is the reason? The reason is it is free from all attributes. That's all. Now I'm going to read in page number 116. In the same way, the word satyam also, I've already told you what is satta samanyam, I'll tell you again. General existence, that's all. Every object enjoys existence. That is what satta samanyam. In the same way, with the word satyam also, since Brahman is of the nature of being free from all attributes, in the sentence, Brahman is satyam. Brahman is implied by the word satyam, which refers to existence that is common in all things. So the word satyam refers to existence, the isness in all the things. So Brahman is never the direct meaning of the word satyam. Brahman is never the direct meaning of the word satyam. Yatha jnana shabdena. Please understand again, Brahman is implied by the word satyam, which refers to existence that is common in all things. It's called samanya satta. Samanya satta is a better word. Samanya satta means existence obtaining all things. So Brahman is never the direct meaning of the word satyam. Okay, I'm reading now the Swamiji's explanation. Yatha jnana shabdena brahma lakshyate, tatha satya shabdena api brahma lakshyate. Just as Brahman is revealed through implication by negation by the word jnanam, so also Brahman is revealed by implication through negation by the word satyam also. So Brahman is revealed by implication by the word satyam also. Like it is implied by the word jnanam. Why do you say so? Sarva visesha pratyastamita swarupatvat brahmanaha. Kena karanena kasmat karanat. Whenever fifth case is used, I told you many times before, 108 times. I'm telling you again, when you're really learning Bhashyam, whenever any argument is presented, the reason is always presented in 5-5th case. So, hetvarthe panchami. Hetvarthe panchami means what? Hetu arthe, karanarthe panchami bhaktyaha prayogaha. So, 5th case is used always to give the reason. ಸ್ವಪ್ರತ್ಯಸ್ತಮಿತ ಸ್ವರೂಪತ್ವಾತ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ದ ರೀಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ಸರ್ವ ವಿಶೇಷ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಸ್ತಮಿತ ಸ್ವರೂಪತ್ವಾತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಜಾಯಿನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪಾಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಬೌಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ Satyam is always understood in terms of time-bound existence of something. In our experience, we come across different objects in terms of time alone. This was there, this is there, this will be there. This was there, this is there, this will be there. We have never heard of an object that is not within the time. Therefore, the verb asti, is, depends on something like space is, time is, body is, and so on. All philosophies, all theologies are hanging around this Astitvam. It is very interesting to note the word Astitvam in some Sanskrit. It is not possible generally to form the word Astitvam because Asti is a verb in present tense, third person singular form. Only for a noun you can have such forms. But asti is used as an avyaya. Also, avyaya also in the language. Therefore, it lends itself to forms like astitvam, astikyam. Astikshira. Kshira, and so on, which are Taddhita words. So, the word Satyam is then used to point out Brahman that exists, that only exists, nothing else exists. So the word Satyam then is used to point out Brahman that exists, Brahman that exists, that only exists, nothing else exists. Anything is Satyam and Brahman is Lakshyate, revealed by the word is. Brahman is Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Swarupaha. ಸರ್ವೇ ವಿಶೇಷಾಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಸ್ತಮಿತಾಃ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪೇ ತತ್ ಸರ್ವ ವಿಶೇಷ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಸ್ತಮಿತ ಸ್ವರೂಪವತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸರ್ವೇ ವಿಶೇಷಾಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಸ್ತಮಿತಾಃ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪೇ ತತ್ ಸರ್ವ ವಿಶೇಷ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಸ್ತಮಿತ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಆಲ್ ವಿಶೇಷಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಸಾಲ್ವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಸ್ತು ದಟ್ ವಸ್ತು ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಇನ್ ಟು ಇಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಸ್ತಮಿತಾಹ They dissolve, they disappear in the Swarupam of Brahman. So, you cannot say Brahman, Brahma Asti. as the meaning of the word satyam. Like even you say pot is, cloth is, therefore, like even you say pot is, cloth is. Therefore, Brahma, sat, Brahma, satya shabda vachyam na bhavati. What is the satyam then? In our common understanding, satyam refers to anything that is real as opposed to what is false, an erroneous perception. In our common understanding, satyam refers to anything that is real as opposed to what is false, an erroneous perception, an appearance. Snake is real, but if we see it on the rope, it is false. You see, therefore it is. You see, therefore it is. Even though it is not there. Snake on the rope is a subjective reality. What subjective reality? Pratibhasikam satyam. Pratibhasikam satyam is subjective reality. Snake on the rope is a subjective reality. We use the word satyam to refer to something real as opposed to what is false. The existence that is common in everything is satta samanyam. The existence that is common in everything is satta samanyam. When we say pot exists, cloth exists, and so on, that exists is satta samanyam, vyavaharikam satyam. So satta samanyam is an other word for vyavaharikam satyam. I'll get a samanya satta. See, satta is a feminine gender word. Satyam is a neuter gender word. Same meaning. Satta also means existence. Sat also means existence. Satyam also means existence here. So satta samanyam means what? Objective, relative reality or empirical reality, which is called vyavaharikam satyam. The object exists. It is not false existence. So seeing the pot as the pot is empirical reality, vyavaharikam satyam, or you can say pot is, means it's a samanya satta. But if you say snake is on the rope, then it is satyam. Why? Still you are seeing it. Therefore it is pratibhasikam satyam, subjective reality. This vyavaharikam satyam is to be understood by us with vivekaha. Whether a thing really exists or it is an imaginary existence. Whether a thing really exists or it is an imaginary existence, one requires viveka to know. Sometimes it can be a fantasy or a fiction like James Bond. It is more than fiction. It is just subjective. You create a word, Chewbacca, a human being with the mane on his shoulders. The whole thing is fiction and we enjoy it. We started this first in the Panchatantra tales, where animals talk. Before Mickey Mouse came, we made the mouse a Mickey a talking mouse, lions, tigers, crocodiles, foxes and crows talk in Panchatantra stories, a very ancient book. Hanumanji flew to Himalayas to fetch a particular herb known as Mrita Sanjeevini, so that Mrita Sanjeevini, it is not relevant to tell you, but still I want to tell you, Mrutan Sanjeevayati iti Mrita Sanjeevini, Mrutan Sanjeevayati iti Mrita Sanjeevini. Okay, that's a different one. So Hanumanji flew to Himalayas to fetch a particular herb known as Mrita Sanjeevini, so that Lakshmana, lying on the battlefield, could regain consciousness. He looked around a hill where it was said to be available. He could not find it, and he did not want to waste time, and he lifted the whole hill and brought it. When the hill was brought, the air wafting from the herb, the particular molecules coming out in the air made Lakshmana wake up. Was it real or unreal? We do not bother. That is Hanumanji's feat. We think it is unreal because it is not humanly possible. But who said Hanuman is human? He is not a human being. That is why we worship Hanuman. It is not humanly possible, but Hanumanly possible. We need this wonder. These awe-inspiring deeds, but we say it is beyond Hanuman. Even that is born out of our concept of what is Satyam. See, this sort of information you will not get anywhere else in the, any other commentaries will not get, to understand Satyam properly. Satyam includes all possibilities. What is humanly possible? Satyam includes all possibilities. What is humanly possible? You can go to moon and come back alive. It is humanly possible. Our moon is one that makes us moony. One person said that it is not the moon where the astronauts went. Whatever we see as moon, that is what they went to. It is human possibility. We do not take it as subjective. Dream is purely subjective. You create the dream, but the subjective reality has its own basis. We do not question that. There is no relevant object outside when you experience objects in dream. Therefore, you are the creator, you are the creation there. That is what subjectivity is. In the waking also, we have similar subjectivity or partial subjectivity with reference to values and priorities and wrong perceptions. An element of subjectivity is always there. A human being is controlled by his or her own ragadveshas due to self-ignorance, and naturally the perception cannot be totally right. It becomes subjective. A human being is controlled by his or her own ragadveshas due to self-ignorance, and naturally the perception cannot be totally right. It becomes subjective. That is why it is always good to add a clause. This is how I see. I may be wrong. What we see may have truth, but the total background we do not know. And if we know the background, perhaps we will see it a little differently. What we consider as real, as opposed to false, is one satta samanyam. Easiness in everything that exists, easiness in everything that exists is another satta samanyam. Bahya satta samanya vishayena satya shabdena. By the word satyam, the commonly known meaning of which is satta samanyam, brahma lakshyate. Bahya satta samanya vishayena satya samanyena. By the word satyam, the commonly known meaning of which is satta samanyam, brahma lakshyate. Brahman is revealed by lakshanam, because satta samanyam is directly connected to sadvastu. When you say a pot is, that easiness directly refers to that sat alone. Potness is superimposed mithya adjective to easiness. That is satyam brahma. Satyam brahma is not subject to change, and so it cannot be satya shabdena satya shabda vachyam, which is this changing jagat. So brahma satya shabda lakshyam, brahman satya shabda lakshyam bhavati. It is pure existence that does not change. Evam satyadi shabdah itara itara sannidhau, itare itara sannidhau anyonya niyamya niyamakaha santaha satyadi shabda vachyat nivartakaha brahmanaha lakshanarthaha cha bhavanti. Again, it's a very beautiful unfoldment. Evam satyadi shabdaha means what? Satyam, jnanam, anantam. These three words. Satyadi shabdaha. Itaretara sannidhau. Itara itara sannidhau means what? In their proximity. Remaining in their proximity. Itaretara sannidhau. Remaining in each other's. Remaining with each other closely. Remaining in their positive. Proximity. Itaretara sannidhav. Ondrukkondru arugamayil irukkil. Ondrodu ondru irukkil. Itaretara sannidhihi means presence. Itaretara sannidhihi means what? When they are in their close proximity. Itaretara sannidhav. In their proximity. These words. Anya, anya, anyonya. Niyamya niyamakaha santaha. Anyonya niyamya niyamakaha. Niyamya means governed. Niyamakaha governing. Niyamakaha that which governs. Please make a note. Niyamakaha that which governs. Niyamyam that which is governed. So these words, niyamya niyamakaha bhavanti, how mutually. Mutually they become governing, governed. So satyadi shabdaha, satyam jnanam anantam, these three words, ഇതരേതര സന്നിധൌ ഇൻ ദയർ പ്രോക്സിമിറ്റി അന്യ അന്യ അന്യോന്യ മ്യൂച്വലി നിയമ്യ നിയാമകാഹ ഭവന്തി ദേ ബിക്കം മ്യൂച്വലി ഗവണിംഗ് ആൻഡ് ദി ഗവേൺഡ് ബൈ ഈച്ച് അതർ ദേ ബിക്കം മ്യൂച്വലി ഗവണിംഗ് ആൻഡ് ദി ഗവേൺഡ് സന്തഹ ബീയിങ് സോ ബീയിങ് mutually governing and the governed in their proximity. These three words, satyadi shabda vachyat nivartakaha bhavanti, they release. Nivartakaha means releasers. Nivartayanti iti nivartakaha, releasers. These words themselves release Brahman. They become the releasers of Brahman from the direct meaning of the words. They become the releasers of Brahman from being the direct meaning of the words. Thereby, lakshanarthaha cha bhavanti. Thereby, they become the defining words, they become definitions of Brahman. Definitions of Brahman, which reveal Brahman by implication, through negation of what Brahman is not. It's a very beautiful definition. It's better if you can memorize them. Before reading the mantra, the meanings, I wanted to know small little sentence, small sentences. Satyam jnanam anantam iti shabdaha itaretara sannidhau anyonya niyamya niyamakaha bhavanti. Sentence number one. Ataha, therefore, satyadi ശബ്ദവാച്യാത് ബ്രഹ്മണഃ നിവർത്തകാഃ ഭവന്തി. സെന്റൻസ് നമ്പർ 2. അതഃ ബ്രഹ്മണഃ ലക്ഷണാർത്ഥാഃ ഭവന്തി. സത്യാദി ശബ്ദാഃ ബ്രഹ്മണഃ ലക്ഷണാർത്ഥാഃ ഭവന്തി. വി കെൻ മേക്ക് 3 സെന്റൻസസ് ഫ്രം ദിസ് വൺ സെന്റൻസ്. സോ വാട്ട് ഡസ് ഇറ്റ് മീൻ? So satyadi shabda, these three words in their proximity to each other, they become mutually governing and the governed words. Second sentence, therefore they become the releasers of Brahman from the direct meaning of the words satyam jnanam anantam. Thereby they become the definitions revealers of Brahman by implication through negation of what Brahman is not. Okay. In this manner, the word satyam and so on, in their proximity to each other, mutually governing the meaning of each other and getting governed by each other, at her prayer, release Brahman, nivartayanti, release Brahman from being the immediate meaning of the words satyam, etc. And thus become lakshanarthas of Brahman. Summing up, he says, evam satyadi shabdah, the word satyam jnanam anantam form the lakshanas of Brahman. How do they function as lakshanas? He says, itaretara sannidhau, in their mutual presence, within the sentence, anyonya நியம்ய நியாமகாக சந்தக. Remaining as mutual, okay, they mutually govern the meaning of each other and get governed, and thus they reveal Brahman. When we try to understand what is Satyam, from our understanding of it in the world, which is time bound, Shruti releases that limitation in time by using it in opposition with the word Anantam. What is Anantam is free from limitations of time. What is Anantam is free from the limitations of time, space and objects. Anantam decides the meaning of Satyam. So Satyam becomes Niyamya, governed, and Anantam becomes Niyamakaha, that which governs. Then Satyam also becomes Niyamaka of Jnanam, because in the presence of Satyam, Jnana has to mean that which does not undergo change. And so it means changeless consciousness. Again, Anantam becomes Niyamaka of Jnanam. Thereby, the word Jnanam is released from the limited meaning of knower, etc. Thus, by functioning as Niyamya as well as Niyamaka, these words become Nivartakaha, releasers, redeemers from their direct meanings. They release Brahman from being Shabda Vachyam of these words. They release Brahman from being direct meaning of these words and become Lakshanarthas of Brahman. So, the Vakyas that talk about Brahman as beyond words is only from the standpoint of Shabda Vachyam. It's a very important line, make a note. So, the Vakyas that talk about Brahman as beyond words is only from the standpoint of Shabda Vachyam. Beyond words means understand beyond doubt that it is Shabda Vachyam, revealed as Lakshyartha, Shabda Lakshyam. So beyond words means understand beyond doubt that it is Shabda Lakshyam, revealed as Lakshyartha of the words. I repeatedly say this because it is deeply entrenched in the minds of many students of Vedanta that Brahman is beyond words. And it has to be experienced in samadhi. I'm going to say the last paragraph again. Thus, by functioning as niyamya as well as niyamaka, these words become nivartakaha, releasers, redeemers from their direct meanings. They release Brahman from being shabda vachyam of these words and become Lakshanarthaha of Brahman. So, the Vakyas that talk about Brahman as beyond words is only from the standpoint of Shabda Vachyam. Beyond words means understand beyond doubt that it is Shabda Lakshyam, revealed as Lakshyartha of the words. I repeatedly say this because it is deeply entrenched in the minds of many students of Vedanta that Brahman is beyond words and it has to be experienced in samadhi. Very clear, isn't it? Kandavar Vindilar. You have to understand the meaning correctly. People, what all people say, without the sampradaya, without the teaching this, you can never get to know what Shastram actually reveals. Okay, I'm moving on to the next. Now you have to write all this to unfold the meaning of this word. What is Satyam and Jnanam Anantam? See, the unfoldment of the meaning of the word Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam is a topic. Okay, you have to write an article on that now. Not an article, you have to write your notes. If you sit and write, it becomes very clear. I was so much tempted to talk Sanskrit, but I controlled myself. Okay, next. Now, at last we stopped there. No, other explanation is given. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because only in the presence of Brahman, Atma, any word has meaning. Words only come to have a meaning because of Atma. Right?
That's true. Yeah.
So it applies to any word. So none of the words can actually describe Brahman, Atma.
That is true. That is true. No, there's no word which can reveal Brahman directly. No word can reveal. And these three words specifically chosen in the Shastram, because what exactly Brahman Swarupam is, you have to arrive at Brahman only in terms of its nature, only in terms of its Swarupam of existence, consciousness, limitlessness. And if you have to arrive at Brahman only in terms of its Swarupam, the Swarupam cannot be directly denoted. They have to be implied only. Therefore, these three words are specifically taken, and Brahman is not the direct meaning of any word. No word can reveal. And these words also do not reveal Brahman directly. Brahman is not the direct meaning of the words. They are only implied meaning of the words. So these words reveal Brahman by implication through negation of what Brahman is not. And that's why these three words coming together alone support each other. Thereby they exactly reveal what Brahman is. Brahmanaha Swarupam Pratipadayanti. They reveal Brahman in terms of its nature. That is why they are Lakshana. Brahma is a Laksham of these words. They become Lakshana of Brahman. So, Niyamayanti means govern. Niyamayanti iti niyamakaha. Niyamyante iti niyamyaha. These words are padani. Ete shabdaha niyamyaha. These words are governed. By what? Mutually. Itaretra sannido niyamyaha bhavanti. Ete shabdaha niyamakaha api bhavanti. Niyamayanti niyamyante cha. Therefore, niyamakaha niyamyaha bhavanti. That is how they exactly reveal what Brahman is by negating what Brahman is not. Okay. Ataha siddham. Therefore, it is very clear, it is established. Siddham means what? Now, it has been arrived at. It is established. Ataha, therefore, siddham. Now it is established. Means it has been arrived at. It is concluded. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha. This statement is a mantra from the same Taittiriya Upanishad in the second chapter, which I'm going to study later on. In fourth section, first mantra comes. And the same chapter, seventh section will be coming across another mantra. Anirukte nilayane. This mantra comes. Iticha avachyatvam. So these two mantras, which I'm going to study later on in second chapter, seventh section and fourth section, these mantras also elaborate on this teaching. What is the teaching? That Brahman avachyatvam, Brahman having the status of not being the direct meaning of the word, is revealed, discussed in those mantras also. Nilotpalavat avakyarthattam cha brahmanaha. Nilotpalam, like the blue lily. So avakyarthattam. So vakyarthattam means what? Having the connection with the syntactic, having connection with the sentence is called syntactical connection. So not only Brahman is not revealed directly by words, also Brahman has no connection with the sentences also. Syntactical connection also Brahman does not have. Therefore, a vakyarthattva means Brahman does not have the status of being the meaning of a sentence. Vakyarthattva means Brahman. So vakyarthattva means having the status of being the meaning of a sentence. Avakyarthattva means Brahman having the status of not being the meaning of a sentence. Nirodpalavattu, like a blue lily. Brahman is not the meaning. A blue lily can be a meaning of the sentence also. Brahman is not the meaning of syntactical connection of words in a sentence. So no words can reveal alone independently, or words put together as a meaningful sentence also. Even syntactical connection of words also cannot reveal Brahman directly. They can only reveal through implication, by negation. Not all the words. Okay. From the statements of Shruti also, avachyatvam siddham, it is established that Brahman is not the immediate meaning of the words. This Upanishad later says, yataha, yasmat, from which vachaha nivartante, words come back. Manasa saha, along with the mind. Aprapya, having not objectified Brahman. When the words come back, they bring the mind also back. Therefore, Brahman is not vachyartha. Does it mean that one cannot know Brahman? No. The text, the next line says, Anandam Brahmano Vidwan. The next line says, Anandam Brahmano Vidwan. Where one knows Brahman as Anandaha. With the help of the same words through Lakshanam. There is another mantra in the same section which says, Anirup. Te anilayane. Niruktam means vachyam. Aniruktam means that which is not vachyam. Not available for any etymological meaning. Anilayanam means it does not have an abode, a location. In that Brahman, avidwan gains his Pratishtha, being. In that Brahman, a Vidwan gains his Pratishtha, being. Vidwan means wise person, a jnani. So Keno Upanishad says, Yat vacha anabhyuditam, that which is not objectified by the word. Yena vag abhyudyate, in whose presence the word is uttered. A word becomes a word. Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi. May you know that to be Brahman. From all these sentences, we understand Brahman is not Shabdavacham. So what has been established as the meaning of those words, Shankara Bhagavatpada again further reinforces by presenting Shruti quotations. The word avachyam has been used by Lord Krishna in a different sense in Gita when he tells Arjuna, avachyavadamscha bahun vadishyanti tavahitah nindantastava samarthyam tatho dukkhatarum nukim. That's a Bhagavad Gita verse. People who are not interested in your well-being will talk about you with words which are not utterable. Pesathahada vaarthai is different from pesappada mudiyada unmai. Is it clear now? See, the truth which cannot be revealed by a word is also to avachyam. Avachyam means the truth which is non-revealable by the word. Avachyam also means unutterable word. That is why he wants to mention this. So in the context is different. If you give up fighting the war, Duryodhana will spread propaganda to run away out of fear. Even an ordinary soldier will boast, Arjuna saw me straightening my mustache and he withered. His bow fell from his hand, and so on. These are avachyavadan. Here it just means not a direct meaning of words. Some specific words are used in a certain way in a given context. And when they are handled in keeping with the teaching tradition, then Brahman is understood as Lakshya. The last two are very important here. Specific words are used, not all the words. Some specific words are used in a certain way, in a given context, and when they are handled in keeping with the teaching tradition, then Brahman is understood as Lakshyam. That last sentence, you can make a note. It's an important sentence. How Brahma Lakshyate? Katham Brahma Lakshyate? How Brahman is revealed by the words of the Shastram, that is said. Some specific words are used in the Shastram. Some specific words are used in a certain way, in a given context, and those words used in a certain way, in a given context, when they are handled in keeping with the teaching tradition, then alone Brahman becomes understood as Lakshyam. The lastness is very important. You can make a note of it. In this sentence, bring the blue, big, fragrant lily. The three adjectives qualify lily and then distinguish it from other lilies that are not blue, not big, and not fragrant. That is the Vakyartha. Here, that kind of Vakyartha is not there. Why? Because there are not many Brahmanas. Here, that kind of Vakyartha is not there. Why? Because there are not many Brahmans. So, all Visheshanas are to be taken as Lakshanas. Having concluded his commentary on Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, Now Bhashyakara takes up the next sentence. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman. The one who recognizes this Brahman in the cave of Buddhi as Atma, oneself, Saha Sarvan Kaman Ashnute. He enjoys everything, Brahmana Saha, along with Brahman, simultaneously with Brahman. This explains the result mentioned in the first sentence. Brahmavit apnoti param. So, in page number 122, okay, the unfoldment of, complete unfoldment of the meaning of the word Satyam Jnanam Anantam, which is a Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman, is a brief presentation of a Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman, is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is a brief unfoldment, brief answer for the question, what is Brahma? So, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma is a brief answer for the question, what is Brahma? Kim Tat Brahma? Brahma Kim? If the question is, the answer is what? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And what is this? We take all four words, it's a Lakshana Vakyam. And in Lakshana Vakyam, there are four words, and each word is a Lakshanam of Brahman. Now, you know, what is Lakshanam? What is Shabdaha, Vapadam? So now, we have only finished the unfoldment of this brief answer for this question, what is Brahma? So, we understood the unfoldment of this brief answer in terms of Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. So now, you are allowed to, you are eligible to write clean notes on the meaning of the word Satyam Jnanam Anantam. I tell you, if you go through it again on your own and make a clean note Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, you did not study any other book. Okay, it's very important. Satyam Jnanam Anantam has to be understood only this way. So you all can now you can make complete unfoldment, right? Notes on the unfoldment of the meaning of the word Satyam Jnanam Anantam, how these words reveal. But even to understand, that is why we always use first the Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. That is how you arrive at it. You arrive at what is Drik and you understand the consciousness as a rupa of the Drik. Then these words, you further, for a further analysis, these words help you. How that Drik is, what is revealed by Drik actually is this Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Now here ends. No, Bhagavad Pada is going to enter into the next topic. We only completed, where are we? Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. Finished. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. We only finished two sentences of the second chapter, first section. We are entering into the third sentence unfoldment hereafter. Is it clear? Okay. Tad yatha vyakhyatam brahma. Tad yatha vyakhyatam brahma. Yaha Veda. He who knows that Brahman unfolded as above, yatha vyakhyatam brahma, the Brahman which was discussed before as in this manner, that Brahma, yaha Veda, he who knows, yavanorvan arihirano. Veda, Shankaracharya gives a meaning, vijanati. Veda is equal to vijanati, knows. Nihitam is equal to sthitam. Nihitam means irikkindra. Sthitam, obtaining. Guhayam. So guhayam means in the cave. And Shankaracharya gives a beautiful meaning. Why mind is called guha? Kimartam buddhihi guha shabdena vachyate. Why is intellect said to be guha, a cave? Or why cave is called cave? Any cave is called guha. Why any cave is called guha in Sanskritam? The reason he gives, guhate, guhate, sambaranarthasya, guhatehe, sambaranarthasya, nigudaha asyam. See, guhati is the verb. Guhati is the verb. Guhati means covers. The guhatehe is a positive case of guhati. The verb guhati has the meaning of sambaranam. The word guhati has the meaning of sambaranam, concealing. Guhati covers, conceals. So sambaranartha asti. Guhatehe means guhati ityasya kriyapadasya sambaranartha asti. It has a meaning of concealing, covering. Okay. Now, nigudaha asyam. Nigudaha asyam. Guhayam. Jnana, jneya, jnatru, padarthaha. Iti guha. Kimattam buddhi guha ityuchyate. Asyam buddhau jnana jnana jneya jnatru padarthaha nigudhaha iti. Buddhi guha iti shabdena suchyate. That in which all the meanings, the meanings of all these three words, the meaning of the word jnanam, the meaning of the word jnayam, the meaning of the word jnata. So the meaning of the three words jnata, jnanam and jnayam. So jnana jnaya jnatru padarthaha means meaning of these three words knower, known and knowledge. Those meanings are hidden, nigudhaha, hidden, concealed. Asyam, in that intellect. So the intellect in which asyam, yasyam buddhau, the intellect in which jnana jnaya jnatru padarthaha nigudhaha, the meanings of the knower, known and knowledge are hidden. That buddhi is said to be guha. That is the beautiful meaning Shankaracharya gives. Arihindravan, ariyappadu porul, arivu endra sorkalin porul marekkappattulladal buddhi kenna pere marekkum guhai endra porul. Jnana jnaya jnatru padarthaha asyam buddhau nigudaha iti. Buddhihi guha ityuchyate. And guhatehe sambaranartha asti. Guhati ityasya kriyapadasya sambaranartha. The verb guhati has the meaning of concealing, covering. Okay. First, you only explain this much. So the one who knows that Brahman, in the way it was unfolded, as existing in the cave, gets the result mentioned later. Cave is buddhi because the word guha is derived from the root guh, having the sense of concealing. and knowledge known and knower are concealed in the buddhi. Tat Brahma Yatha Vyakhyatam Satya Jnana Ananta Lakshanam. Sorry, Satya Jnana Ananta Lakshanam. Lakshanam must be Lakshanam. Satya Jnana Ananta Lakshanam Yaha Veda. The one who knows that Brahman as unfolded by the Shruti is the Brahmavit who gains the limitless. We have to look into what is this gain and how he gains it. The word guha is derived from the root guh, sambarane, which has both forms, guhati, guhate. Guhati means samvrunoti, covers, that which inhibits your eyesight and denies the vision. So that which prevents you from seeing is guha. So it's Ubhayapadi dhatu, guhu dhatu, guhati, guhate. But there guhate is positive case of guhati. It is not declinable, but simply he just says. The word guha is derived from the root guh, sambarane, which has both forms, guhati, guhate. Guhati means samvrunoti, covers, that which inhibits your eyesight and denies the vision is the guha, cave. If it is a highly lit place, it is not a guha. There should be no light, then only it is guha. Guhayam nihitam. Brahman is available in the cave of buddhi. In the song Mahalinga Vibho, the word Mahalinga is followed by guha nihita. Why it is said Brahman is guha nihitam? Because tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat. Brahman created everything and entered into it. So it is obtaining in the buddhi, that is to say, the least. We have already seen Brahman is Jnana Swarupam, and hence it is the Atma that shines in the buddhi as I. Brahman is self-evident Atma. Therefore, one who knows Brahman in the buddhi as revealed by the Shastram, for him is the result. What is this guha? We are always interested in guha. People go to Vasishta Guha when they visit Rishikesh. It is very damp inside. If you sit inside just for half an hour, it is nice. It is very quiet. There is not much air. If you have a lamp or a candle flame, it will be very steady. There is always some kind of romanticism built around caves. Stories are made centered on caves. Cave has really captured our imagination. In our temples too, we have brought in the idea of guha. Sanctum Sanctorum is interior, and you cross many halls to reach there. And it is always dark with an oil lamp, and it is like a guha. Shastram loves to use his word guha for buddhi. Why buddhi is called guha? Asyam jnana jnaya jnatru padarthaha nigudhaha. Buddhi is guha because, like things are concealed in a cave, so too, in the buddhi, the triad of knower, known, and the knowledge are nigudaha, potentially there. They are buddhi parinamaha, modifications of buddhi alone. Like in an arani, arani is a wooden churning rod. Like in an arani, a churning rod, a block of wood, agnihi nigodaha, fire is hidden. Like in an arani, a churning rod, a block of wood, a churning rod is a block of wood. Agnihi nigodaha, fire is hidden. By an act of friction, the fire is brought out. That is typical poetic expression. Here also, the knower known knowledge are hidden in the buddhi, and therefore buddhihi is called guha. Or he gives an alternative meaning. Before I move to next meaning, please see the footnote. Footnote. Aranyor nihito jatavedaha. It's a beautiful sentence from Kathopanishad. Just for your information, better to know. In Kathopanishad, second chapter, first section, eighth mantra, mentions aranyor nihito jatavedaha. So jatavedaha is another name for fire. Jatavedaha, the fire. Nihitaha, is kept hidden in aranyoho. Because aranyoho means two, the churning rod and the churned rod. Okay, two rods. Aranyoho. Aranihi, ikaranta pullingi shabda. So aranyoho, in between. Okay, in between what? Or in both these. Fire is kept hidden. As Swamiji mentions, that link is given, footnote, I wanted to show you. Like in an arani, a churning rod, a block of wood, agnihi nigudaha, fire is hidden. By an act of friction, the fire is brought out. It's a typical poetic expression. Here also, the knower known and knowledge are hidden in the buddhi, and therefore buddhi is called guha. Or he gives an alternative meaning. Let's see that also, and maybe I can stop afterwards. Nigudhavasyam bhoga pavargau purushartavitiva. Nigudhavasyam bhoga pavargau purushartavitiva. Ayavayava sandhi, you can make a note. Nigudhau asyam, nigudhavasyam. You can make a note. Boga apavargau means what? Bogaha cha, apavargaha cha. Bogaha apavargaha cha. Boga apavargau, boga apavargau. Purushartau iti, purushartaviti, ayavayava sandhi. In two places you come across. So, purushartau, two pursuits, two human ends, goals, purushartau, in terms of bhogaha apavargaha cha. Bhogaha pleasures, apavargaha freedom, mokshaha. Bhogaha pleasure, apavargaha mokshaha. So bhogaha apavargaha cha bhogapavargau. So these two human goals, pursuits, asyam nigudhau. Nigudhau, they are hidden. They are hidden in this intellect buddhi. Where is your moksha? Hidden in your buddhi. Where are all your pleasures, enjoyment of pleasures? Where are your pleasures? All the pleasures one enjoys, and the moksha one is craving for, that moksha, all pleasures. So fullness and fractions of fullness, pleasures, all of them are hidden. These two are hidden in this buddhi only. Therefore, buddhi is called guha. Second meaning. Boga apavargau asyam boga apavargau purusharthau asyam nigudhau iti guha ityartha. Guha iti nama buddhehe. Buddhi is called guha. Okay. Our buddhi is a cave because the human ends known as pleasures and freedom are hidden in this only. Bhogaha is very experience, pleasant as well as unpleasant. So bhogaha is enjoyment, experience. Bhogaha is very experience, pleasant as well as unpleasant, which is potential. Apavargaha is a synonym for moksha in the form of knowledge. Jnanam is in the form of vrittihi alone, and so it is nigudham, potentially there in the buddhi. In the buddhi alone, you have to get all experiences, and there alone moksha also is to be gained. Moksha has to be gained by knowledge of Brahman. Buddhi is the upalabdhi sthanam, place of recognition of Brahman. Now he explains the word parame vyoman. Okay. Actually, the word guhayam, that's over. The following paragraph is an introduction to the following sentence. So I think I can read next class. The now he explains, that is an introduction to the following sentence. Therefore, actually, we have seen the meaning of the word guha. Why buddhi is called guha? Two meanings are given. We can make a note of two meanings. Why buddhi is called guha? The meanings of knower, no knowledge are hidden there. Therefore, it is guha. And our experience of pains and pleasures, pairs of opposites, and moksha in the form of akandakara vritti jnanam is also is potentially there in the buddhi, hidden. Therefore, buddhi is called guha. Two meanings we have seen. I'm stopping now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidah Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.